The Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit is made possible in part by Mad Dog Professional Services. Mad Dog Professional Services focuses on putting their clients on the leading edge of technology, faster than thought possible, to capture new revenue streams. That's Mad Dog Professional Services. Hey everybody, happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit. So glad to have you with me today, and I will be honest, I woke up today breathing a little bit easier. I'll have some thoughts about the demolition program and frankly what we've all been through over the past several years of this. This job definitely took a toll on me physically. We'll talk a bit about that. Stay with me for the Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit. Hey, thanks for checking out the show today. I seriously do appreciate it. A quick reminder, you can always send me an email to thecraigfollyshow@gmail.com. We'd love to get your feedback on all of these things. Well, I'm going to spend some time today talking a little bit about the demolition program. Of course, I was a part of the Detroit Land Bank Authority for the better part of 4 years, almost the entire first term of Mayor Duggan, very deeply involved in many of the programs that they are there in. Of course, as the spokesperson and the media relations person, I was dealing a lot with the demolition program and the questions that were swirling around the demolition program. Well, the news that broke yesterday, there were indeed two people that are now pleading guilty to crimes that were tangentially related to the demolition program. This was basically a couple of individuals that were finding ways to funnel numbers about other people's bids to a company that was paying them bribes. But one of the key lines in the report that was put out by the federal government yesterday was that at this time, the federal government does not anticipate bringing charges against any public officials. That was a huge, huge bit of news. And it was buried in the middle of this press release. And of course, the media has been all over this story for several years. And Mayor Duggan went to the press today to talk a little bit about that. And here's what the mayor had to say about that report that was released yesterday by the federal government.
I want to thank the U.S. Attorney's Office, SIGTARP, and all the investigative partners who have worked on the demolition case for the last 3 years. Yesterday's convictions were an extremely important message that bid rigging is going to be dealt with strongly. And in this case, the victims included Adamo, public taxpayers, and the private companies that used Adamo services going back to 2010. Everyone who paid for demolition services in this market going back to 2010 was potentially negatively affected, and I'm glad the feds have made it clear that bid rigging is not going to be tolerated. In Detroit, we're 5 years into our demolition program. We've taken down more than 17,000 abandoned buildings, but we're only halfway there. We've got another 5 years to go to remove every abandoned building from the city. And because of the excellent work of these federal agencies, it is much more likely that we will be receiving competitive and honest bids from the contractors for years to come. And I was very pleased with the announcement by federal authorities that they do not anticipate charging any additional public officials. I've said from the beginning that if any public official committed a crime, they should be charged. But in the 3-year investigation, I never saw any evidence that anybody running the land bank or the building authority had broken any laws. And for outstanding public servants like Dave Minardo and Carrie LaJuan Monroe and many others, I know it's a great relief to their family and friends to have this cloud removed from their lives. And it's a great relief to the people of this community, who hopefully are no longer going to have to listen to any more of the uninformed chatter that Detroit is about to experience more indictments of their public officials. Finally, I want to thank the U.S. Department of Treasury for continuing to have confidence in our management of the demolition program across two presidential administrations. The ineligible grant expenses that we settled with Treasury in 2016 were an embarrassment. But for the last 3 years, under our much tightened procedures, the $265 million in federal money has continued to flow uninterrupted. And now, as we wind down the federally funded land bank demolition program and ramp up the city-run demolition program, we're going to work hard to keep equally strong protections in place. But mostly today, I'm just happy for the 150 hardworking employees of the Detroit Land Bank and the Building Authority. I know a cloud has been removed from all of their lives.
That's Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan at a press conference earlier today talking about, of course, the results of the federal government's investigation into the demolition program. Now, that does not mean that all investigations regarding demolition are finished. At this point in time, it's somewhat nebulous as to exactly what they're still involved in, but it does appear that public officials in the city of Detroit and the Detroit Land Bank Authority and the Detroit Building Authority are not going to be charged with any criminal wrongdoing, not going to be charged with anything at this point in time, which is a huge relief, as the mayor said in his last line there. There are a lot of people that are breathing a little bit easier today. I am one of them. Now, I was never concerned personally about any problems related to the demolition program or the investigation. I was, after all, the spokesperson for the organization. And one of the key rules for having a successful spokesperson is that that person knows nothing until it's time for that person to know it, because I'm the one that talks to all of the reporters and has a relationship with all of the reporters here in town. But I still have to say, there were a lot of people that I worked with and a lot of people I knew that had questions swirling around them that were brought up by the media, and in some instances that were basically tried by the media before anything was done. Questions were asked in a way that assumed a lot of guilt on people's part, that there was something shady that was going on. And I understand that. This is Detroit, after all. We have a long history of corruption, mayors who have been convicted to many, many years for public corruption, questions that swirled around just about every administration there's almost ever been in the city of Detroit, with a couple of rare exceptions. This is something that we have become accustomed to. It's something we expect. And unfortunately, something that I learned along the way in my time there was that it's something that too many people were willing to believe before there was any actual proof put forth that something was indeed truly wrong, and wrong for the wrong reasons. I spent many, many days and nights not sleeping as a result of this, wondering what was happening, looking at the questions that were being posed, looking at the FOIA requests that were coming in, trying to figure out what it was that people were looking at. What was the big scoop? What was out there? What crimes were committed? Who's doing something wrong? Is somebody doing something wrong? And I honestly did not know. I looked. I couldn't see anything. I tried for years, and I couldn't see anything. I couldn't see any conspiracy. I couldn't see anybody that was getting richer off of any of this, or anybody that was getting anything, frankly, for that matter. Now, frankly, after 4 years, 3 years of investigation, we did find two individuals that were convicted. One of them never worked for the city. The other one did for a short period of time. And again, this was around a relatively small portion of this. But far from the headlines and the insinuation that we saw for months and months and years, that somehow this was going to lead straight to the top, and there was a whole bunch of people that were going to go down and do time, and it was breathless coverage, every little thing. And unfortunately, so much of it was based on the assumption that somebody was assumed to be dirty. Assumptions. And yeah, as a journalist and a former reporter, I get that. Our cynicism is pretty strong, and you sit there and you automatically have to go in being somewhat suspicious, because in fact, if you are going to speak truth to power, which is what a journalist's responsibility is, you have to go in not buying everything they say. You have to be skeptical. You have to ask questions. And that's what the media did. And this is something that I actually want to talk about, because despite the contentious relationship I had at times with people that I've known for years in this business, over information that was being shared, questions that were being asked, whether I thought the coverage was fair or not, they played a very, very important role. This demolition program is stronger. There are better controls in place because of the coverage of the media that led to these investigations. It led to stronger policies, and it led to better compliance, and it led to more transparency. All of that stuff matters. So as much as, you know, you may want to sit there and you know, wag your finger at a reporter or go, ha-ha, you're wrong, it's not a good idea to do it, because what they did with their jobs by asking the questions they did led to a better program and led to changes in terms of the bidding process, in terms of how this is all going to work and what information is shared that are going to last well beyond this round of federal dollars that are coming through the city for demolition. That is a positive. And I'm not going to back down from that. I think that is a positive. Now, I've begun to build bridges again with some of the people that I fought with over these issues. And as somebody who has been the recipient of some bad press, been chased around by cameras, had people that I worked with chased around with cameras to make it look like they were somehow guilty of something, like they were running away from accountability. Yeah, that stuff made me mad at the time. It ticked me off. because I knew these people, and I knew they were not guilty of these things, and they knew that they were not doing anything purposely that was going to impact negatively the city and the reputation and the mayor's and this program. They did not want to do those things. I knew these people to be people that were in it for the right reasons, because they wanted to make a difference in the neighborhoods in the city of Detroit. Eliminating blight is a key component of rebuilding the neighborhoods in the city of Detroit, and frankly, without it, a lot of these neighborhoods would not be able to get a fresh start, would not see property values increasing, would not see mortgages being made in their neighborhoods again. Clearly still not in the numbers we need, but the trajectory is going in the right direction for the first time in several decades. And this program was threatened by it, and it was threatened by some mistakes that were indeed made. And again, the press brought those mistakes to light. Now, there were times where the land bank and the state brought those problems to light and gave it to the media because we found out that the mistakes were made. But I guess the thing that was most difficult and the thing that turned my hair the grayest was the automatic assumption of guilt. The automatic assumption that somebody was on the take somewhere, that somebody was doing this for the wrong reasons, and that it kept leading up and higher up the chain, that it all goes to the top. This assumption that everybody's dirty. And like I said, I was a reporter for a long time, and I understand those suspicions. But I've also been on the other side of this, and you start seeing people who are doing their jobs and trying to do a good job and trying to come up with a solution to problems that have been decades in the making and are going to be decades in the fixing, and just trying to do the best they could in a short period of time, given some really weird and arbitrary deadlines. So when the mayor says that a cloud was lifted, yes, it absolutely was. It doesn't mean people's reputations weren't damaged along the way, with, I think, some breathlessly premature reporting at times, and stories and headlines written in a way that assumes guilt, that assumes that there's some bit of information that's just around the corner that is going to tie this all together in a neat little bow. We saw it with the Trump investigation. We're seeing it with this one. And there are still going to be some questions that linger out there, and I get that. It goes with it. But I got to tell you, it was painful to deal with. It was stressful. It causes you to lose sleep, because nobody takes a job expecting to all of a sudden be put in the middle of a tsunami when it comes to the media. And that's exactly where we were at the height of this investigation. And there were questions, and there were concerns, and there were worries. And there were breathless stories about raids taking place in our office that weren't raids at all, but instead was a peaceful transition of a thumb drive and a mirrored hard drive in a predetermined time and location. But one reporter suggested that there were people ransacking our office, going through files, when indeed business was as normal as usual up there. There was nobody ransacking any files. There was nobody going through it, but the rumors spread, and people report this stuff before they actually find out whether or not it's true. It was difficult. And I have not been able to say a word about this since I left the land bank, because I did not want to say anything about it. I did not want to touch on this subject, because I thought from an ethical perspective, it was important that I didn't chime in, that I didn't make waves, that I didn't suggest one way or the other the way I thought this investigation was going or should go. And I think I made the right decision on that. But given what happened today, I can at least just say from a personal perspective, I feel better. There are a lot of people in that organization that I care deeply about, that I worked very closely with, that really, frankly, I fought with on this issue. And I always did my best to make sure that I was getting the right information out to those reporters that were asking for it. I wasn't trying to obfuscate. I wasn't trying to do any of that stuff. I was giving them what I was able to give them when I could give it to them, what I knew. There were a lot of questions, frankly, I just couldn't answer because I didn't know. And people treat that as if somehow you are being untruthful, or that you're not trustworthy, or that you've gone to the dark side. I took this job because I wanted to make a difference in the neighborhoods, and I think we did. I'm really damn proud of the work that the land bank has done. It is not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but again, this is a huge, massive undertaking, and nobody's figured it out yet. I think we did better than a lot of people have in the past. I think we've accomplished a lot. And I say we. I don't even work there anymore, and I still have this sort of we reflex that is in there. But yeah, am I breathing easier today? I absolutely am. And again, I was never worried about myself. I was never in any trouble. I was never concerned about any of that stuff. But I was worried about other people. And I was worried about their reputations and how they were being dragged through the mud undeservedly. And so I think a lot more carefully before I just throw out allegations that somebody is bad. And I just can't automatically assume that everything somebody says about a politician, an elected official, even if it's President Trump, is automatically true. Take it all with a grain of salt. know that there are people that have an axe to grind. There are people that are going to sell more papers, that are going to get more viewers, if indeed the headlines are a little bit more salacious and a little bit more suggestive. That's always going to be the way of the news business. And all I ask, and all I try to do in this show, is make sure that I'm giving you basic information that is balanced, some context. Yeah, you'll get my opinion on occasion, and that's fine. But I'm never going to sit there and assume that somebody has done something until I start seeing some proof that it's actually been done. And that's all you can ask. If you're a government official or you're a PR person or, you know, you're doing this kind of stuff, that's all you can ask. And most of the media, I think, does a pretty good job. But there were times when I wanted to absolutely throttle a couple of people. But I'm getting over that. But it's taken some time. To all of my friends, congratulations. That's not even the right word. What do you say? What do you say? There's no greeting card that says, hey, congratulations, you've been cleared by the FBI. That just doesn't exist. But you can look at them, smile, nod, and just know that their day's a little bit better because this cloud that has been there is moving on. Doesn't mean it's all sunshine and rainbows on the horizon, but it certainly looks a little bit brighter than it did just about 48 hours ago. I know it does for me. Thanks for listening. This is the Craig Folly Show on Deadline Detroit. The Craig Folly Show is made possible in part by Deadline Detroit, one-stop shopping for all your news. Also, home to Deadline Detroit TV, which includes The Zip, a weekly wrap-up of the week's news with some humor. Deadline Detroit, one-stop shopping for all your news.